This morning, we're looking at Consumer Building and Occupation Services, or CBOS, and solar inspections.
That's it. Yep. So just a heads up to everyone, CBOS will be sending out a brochure to all solar system owners to remind them to have their solar system serviced and inspected, which, as a regular listener, would be aware that DMS Energy have been promoting this for years.
Okay, so those that aren't aware, who are CBOS?
That's right. So they are the business unit of the Department of Justice in the Tasmanian Government.
All right, so what's their mission statement?
Their mission statement is to work towards a fair, just and safe Tasmania through the delivery of equitable, efficient, effective consumer, building and occupational regulation.
So pretty much they're basically the watchdogs, if you like, and regulators for electrical, plumbing and building contractors.
That's correct. They do a really good job at maintaining an even playing field in the building, construction, electrical industries as they hold people and companies to account against the relevant standards and regulations. They also have some serious teeth when it comes to sorting out those that attempt to do the wrong thing.
So the question has to be asked, why are they sending out a brochure to encourage those of us to get our solar system serviced?
Basically, Lee, because no one's doing it. A few different reasons for this, but mainly a lack of understanding that consumers have about what can happen to an electricity-generating device screwed to your roof, exposed to the elements for decades. But also, many of the initial providers who supplied and installed these solar systems have disappeared, so people are at a loss to whom to approach and what is involved in getting their solar system checked.
So what I can gather, it's definitely a step in the right direction, isn't it?
That's right, and it gives a more bipartisan approach to reinforcing the value of preventative maintenance. When a company like DMS Energy says you should get your solar system serviced, in the cynical world, it can be seen as just another business trying to drum up work. In reality, we make no money from our solar service work, but just charge enough to cover our costs, as we see it as an important part of maintaining contact with our clients, ensuring the products we've provided and installed meet their full serviceable lifespans. And this means our clients receive the full value out of their purchase and remain compliant and safe. CBOS have developed a comprehensive checklist for electricians to use when performing their solar system services, and DMS Energy were fortunate to be part of the process to put it all together.
Right, so what should the solar service entail?
Look, this is a very, very quick list, but it should be to check there's no debris built up underneath the solar panels, make sure there are no cables hanging down and touching the roof, checking the conditions of the mounting hardware, being aluminium, they expand and contract, they become loose. Checking the solar panels for hot spots, micro cracks and other physical deformations.
I guess the main one is checking the condition of the rooftop and inverter isolators, Adrian.
That's bang on there, Lee.
Yeah.
These are known to degrade, and all the negative stuff we see on the news about solar systems is generally involving these isolators. The new AS5833 solar installation standard is due out soon. For the first time, we have the option not to use these anymore. It has taken 10 years of lobbying by the solar industry to have these removed, which is good news, but they have replaced them with more over-the-top regulations if you choose not to use them, but that's the madness of solar in Australia. DMS Energy has also encouraged a list of recalled isolators be submitted with the CBOS checklist, as there's been a few specific brands and models of isolators installed in large numbers that have since been found defective and put on a recall list.
I guess most isolators look the same, don't they, Adrian? It can be very hard for, say, tradespeople to distinguish one from the other.
That's right, and that list is quite expansive, so there's quite a few to know about. So we've asked for like a picture, a model number and a brand name, so people can, you know, these can be identified and removed.
What are the positives of this promotion?
I think it brings awareness to consumers that have solar on their roofs that there is a preventative maintenance component to owning a solar system. It formalises and makes a generic checklist for all electricians, especially solar accredited electricians, to utilise, which, look, gives the industry some conformity to the process and also to consumer expectations. You know, so for all doing, we're all following the same checklist, everyone's getting the same level of service and inspection quality.
Elephant in the room, what are the negatives of this promotion?
It's not many, though, Lee. Look, this could lead to a deluge of solar servicing inquiries, and every electrical contractor worth their salt at the moment is at 100% capacity due to the building boom, so delivery could be problematic. The CBOS brochure does mention a yearly maintenance inspection regime, which is not really viable. DMS Energy recommends every 3 to 5 years, and at every inspection that does occur, the pressure should be to carry out that inspection with a view to making sure the system continue to function efficiently and safely for another 3 to 5 years, so till it's inspected next.
It has had some pushbacks, though, within the solar industry in this state, though, hasn't it?
That has. It surprised me. So there are some providers out there who definitely do not want their systems inspected. And this may be because at the same time CBOS released its brochure, they've also streamlined and announced a process for defective electrical work to be reported to them, which could lead to prosecution or companies being made liable for reparations to any defective installations that are found.
Yeah. What would this cost DMS Energy?
So normally we charge $150 for an inspection, $150 for a clean, We typically try to just have them on the job board until we are in the area doing another job and just leave a bit of time to do a service or clean at the end of the day. And that's to help keep the cost down.
Yep.
Or we get a few in one area and we just make a day of it. But with the incessant demand for solar and electrical work, it's getting harder and harder to squeeze in these little jobs. And I imagine it won't be that long before we have a full-time person just doing services and cleaning.
So if you're a solar owner, keep an eye on your letterbox in the not-too-distant future. I guess those brochures aren't far away.
That's right. So CBOS have got them on their way. And those who haven't heard of CBOS, now you know all about them. And if you do have any issues with a solar or any electrical installation being defective, you can go to their website and make a complaint. This website is all the W's, cboss.tas.gov.au, or you can just Google them, they're not hard to find. And if you do want to find an accredited solar maintenance provider to service and maintain your solar system, we encourage people to go to the CBOS site. They have a big solar icon on the top right corner of their page, and this will take you to a list of recommended solar maintenance contractors in your area.
Solar is a wonderful product, isn't it?
That's right. It can save people thousands of dollars a year. But the solar systems need a little bit of care and attention as well, so people get the most out of them.
And how do we go about seeing those products?
So if you'd like to see our products or find out more about our services, feel free to drop into 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton or have a look at our website, allthews.dmsenergy.net.au, or give us a bell on 1300 502 599 or even hit us up on Facebook. We'd love to talk to you.
And you do travel right across the northwest and as far as Circular Head.
Exactly right, mate. Pretty well go anywhere, but right along the northwest coast, even down the west coast, into Launceston and beyond.
Good work. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. We'll have another chat with you with more Power Savers same time next Monday morning. Have a great day.
Thanks.